This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he never told his former personal attorney Michael Cohen to break the law. One day after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for helping make payments to buy the silence of two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump. In a television interview, the president said Cohen, who worked for him for 12 years, was supposed to know the law.
Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
Cohen pleaded guilty to arranging $280,000 in payments at Trump's direction to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal, but the payments were not reported as campaign donations. Cohen also pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about Trump's efforts in early 2016 to build a Moscow skyscraper to mimic Trump's false claim to voters that he had no Russian business ventures. A Russian woman pleaded guilty Thursday here in Washington to acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with conservative groups in the U.S. and infiltrate the Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been accused of working with people suspected of being employed by Russia's intelligence agency.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing February 12th. She could be deported to her homeland after serving any prison. This is VOA News. Talks between Yemen's two opposing sides outside the Swedish capital Stockholm ended Thursday with a key agreement to hand control of the key Red Sea port of Hodeidah to the United Nations. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo that both sides failed to agree on reopening Sana'a Airport or resolving economic disputes, but did agree to meet again.
The UN chief lauded the agreement.
You have reached an agreement on Hodeidah port and city, which will see a mutual redeployment of forces from the port and the city and the establishment of a governorate-wide ceasefire.
The UN is expected to administer the port and unblock humanitarian aid to the capital Sana'a and other parts of the country suffering from a humanitarian crisis. Each side also agreed to allow the UN to remove mines and explosives in the region. Secretary General Guterres said both parties will meet again in late January to continue peace talks and attempt to reach agreement on outstanding issues, including reopening the airport and resolving economic disagreements. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained in China following the arrest earlier this month of a senior Chinese tech executive. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing said that business consultant Michael Spavor and former diplomat Michael Kovrig were both detained Monday on suspicion of engaging in activities that endanger the national security of China. Their detentions come a little more than a week after Canadian police arrested telecom executive Meng Wanzhou at the Vancouver airport on a U.S. warrant. She is accused of violating U.S. sanctions on Iran and remains free on bail while she awaits an extradition hearing. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has unveiled the Trump administration's new strategy toward Africa, saying U.S. interests and priorities must come first in all dealings with the continent. Part of Bolton's speech dealt with China, which has invested tens of billions of dollars in Africa. Bolton said China makes African nations captive to its demands by using big loans or bribes, as he called them, along with opaque agreements.
Just like the wild winged dove sings a song.
Stevie Nicks, Roxy Music, and Def Leppard lead this year's class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Zombies, The Cure, Janet Jackson, and Radiohead will also be inducted. The inductees were voted on by an international group of more than 1,000 artists, historians, and music industry professionals. The induction ceremony is March 29th in New York. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.